Once upon a time, a group of 6 blind men heard that a strange animal, called an elephant, had been brought to the town. But none of them were aware of its shape and form. So out of curiosity, they said, "We must inspect it and know it by touch, of which we are capable." So they set out to the town, and as soon as they found the elephant, they groped it from wherever they were standing. Now, while this was happening, you, my listener, happened to be chilling under the shade of a tree that was around 50 meters away from the elephant. You can see the 6 men standing at different sides of the elephant and trying to figure it out by touching the mighty animal. The first man, whose hand landed on the elephant's trunk, said, "This animal is like a thick snake." While the second, whose hand reached its ear, said, "Nope, it's like a fan." The third, whose hand landed on the elephant's leg, said, "No, no, this animal is like a tree trunk." The fourth, whose hand landed on the elephant's body, said, "Nope, it's like a wall." The fifth, who felt its tail, described it as a rope. And the last blind man, who felt the elephant's tusk, said, "No, no, 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 everybody is wrong. This animal is like a spear." Each blind man stuck to his own opinion. This soon erupted into an argument. The loud argument flared the elephant into a rage, leaving all the men severely injured and breaking their friendship forever. Now you, who stood at a safe distance, detached from the whole scene, could see how all the men were partly correct and partly wrong. You realize how if those men had stepped away from the elephant, stopped talking, started listening, and jointly put together the parts of each one's point of view, like a puzzle, they could also have seen the whole elephant as you could. So here, what really blinded the men was not their vision, but rather their ignorance. Does this apply to relationships as well? Let's find out. I am Akhila Rangan, a professional psychotherapist, and this is our podcast, where I become your charioteer in your journey towards becoming whole. Today's episode, Love is Blind, or is it? Is part one of our Valentine's Month special series, What Makes Great Love Stories? What we saw earlier in the story is a classic case of subjective perception. Just as the location where each blind man was placed influenced his perception of the nature of the elephant, likewise, our placement in life influences our perception of romantic relationships as well. Let us understand this better with an example. Ajay and Nandita had met online and immediately hit it off. Online conversations were smooth sailing, and when they met, it was even better. It was as though they had known each other for years. One night, night while tossing and turning in bed, trying to get some sleep while her euphoric, love-struck body refused it, Nandita felt he was the one. The next morning, Ajay confessed the same thought. It was all so magical. Soon, they were meeting each other's friends, which, let me tell you, is a big thing in today's dating scenario. In one such outing, Ajay felt uncomfortable when Nandita had an unusually long conversation with one of his male friends. He started noticing in the coming days how she seemed to have way too many male friends, went out a lot with them, stayed out late nights with them, and all in all seemed to have, quote-unquote, blurry boundaries. On one of their dates, when Nandita casually spoke about a few of her previous flings, he was flabbergasted. Ajay could not believe that this was the same girl he had fallen in love with. It was all too much for him to handle. For the next couple of days, Ajay remained aloof. Nandita did not understand what had changed. After days of no contact from Ajay, when Nandita could finally confront him, he said she was too outgoing and uninhibited for him, and that if she wanted to make it work, she may have to leave the lifestyle she currently led. Nandita was deeply shocked. She could not believe that this was the same Ajay she had fallen in love with. But she was also hurt and repulsed. She did not want to be with such a person. Now, before we begin to take sides or form judgments, let me tell you, all of us are like Ajay and Nandita. Let's become an observer, like before, and look at the whole situation through a psychological lens. Initially, while both Ajay and Nandita seemed to be in the same place, that is, looking for a relationship, they were not necessarily in the same place mentally. Ajay had recently come out of a very turbulent relationship where his ex-girlfriend had cheated on him. This left a deep psychological scar on him, which led him to mistrust women in general and those who exhibited certain behaviors in particular. The shame of having been cheated upon and the resultant self-doubt made him fearful and suspicious. This led to him exhibiting controlling behaviors towards his current partner. While on the other end, Nandita was at a stage in life where she was eager, impatient, and somewhat desperately looking forward to getting married. But the interesting thing here is that while both of them couldn't believe that these were the same people they had fallen in love with, Nandita was still the same outgoing and uninhibited spirit, and Ajay was the same suspicious and controlling guy, even when they were, quote-unquote, getting to know each other better. So how come it only bothered them later? Is this when they say love is blind? What happened was confirmation bias. In the courtship period, we think that we might be getting to know the other person better. But what really happens is quite the contrary. We tend to actively search for, interpret, and retain information that matches our preconceived notions. For instance, Nandita was desperately looking for a humble, honest man who could also make her laugh. Ajay was lonely and looking for an attractive, intelligent woman who could understand him and laugh at his jokes. So when these notions were met, they only saw what they wanted to see and either neglected or rationalized the contradicting factors. As we begin to get to know people, we may start to project our own thoughts and feelings, the wisdom we have acquired as well as the emotional baggages of the past onto them. As a result, though we feel that we are getting to know a person more intimately, we may not be doing that at all. On the contrary, we may be creating a perception that has less and less to do with what that person is really like and more to do with what we imagine the person to be like. Indeed, as Robert Sternberg, the famous psychologist, rightly said, we know people only through our own perceptions of them. And that is what happened with Ajay eventually as the relationship progressed. He got blinded by the fears from the past and began perceiving Nandita as a person who could hurt him in the future. Would Nandita have cheated on him in reality? Not likely. So, connecting Ajay and Nandita's relationship with the elephant and the blind man's parable, the relationship could be seen as the elephant, which both of them were trying to interpret from their own standpoints. Had they tried to look at it from a distance, like an observer, maybe the relationship could have been saved from turning so turbulent and causing so much harm and hurt to both of them. As we begin to wrap up today's episode, what are we taking away? Let's take a few seconds to reflect. For me, it's about pausing, stepping away, and looking at the whole picture from an observer's lens. It could go a long way from turning us blind in our relationships. Because while love can be blinding, we have the power to step back and see things clearly. Tell me how the episode was for you by sharing your rating on whichever platform you heard the episode on. Feel free to share the podcast with people in your circle whom you think might benefit from it. If you may have suggestions or feedback for our podcast, please do write them to me on journeytowardsbecomingwhole@gmail.com. If you're in need for therapeutic consultation, you may also reach out to me on the same email ID. That is journey, journey, towards, towards, becoming, becoming, whole, whole, @gmail.com. This is Bai from Akhila, your charioteer in your journey towards becoming whole. See you next week.